If I don't, then it means my view of reality must not have been correct or I made an illogical connection. Now, of course, this always means all things considered, all relevant things. Don't jump to conclusions. You can accept a conclusion totally if the factors in every future situation will be exactly the same. Then the result should be the same. But otherwise, you're going to have to determine what factors affect this situation that will not be the same in the future, or vice versa, because the different factors are going to create different results. Multiple experiments, of course, help to draw significant trends that make your findings much more constant in the future, regardless of the changes in specific factors. Now, the same principle will apply in discovering laws of human nature, as we'll see in a few minutes. But included in this first area must be a recognition of what effects physical nature will have upon your physical health. There are physical laws at work, and it's important to discover and respect those that affect you. But now let's move into the first of the two areas that are our primary concern this evening, your relationship to yourself. Now, this is the only area in which you have a large measure of control over the actions, the actual actions that will take place. But even here, of course, I would pose as the first premise of this area of your code of conduct the recognition that you are what you are. You are not what you think you ought to be, or what others want you to be, or what others say you should be, or even what you think you should be, or what you would like to be someday. You are what you are, and this is the initial reality that must be worked with. Now, that doesn't mean you will always be that. You can improve upon the nature of yourself if you choose to do so. But at this moment, you are what you are, and that is the reality that should be worked with. The importance is in recognizing that you are starting from where you are right now, not out in the middle of philosophical space somewhere. After you have figured out in your mind what the ideal human being would be like, don't pretend that you are him and start acting like you are, because you're going to get disastrous results, because you are not dealing with reality as it is then. Now, you can't immediately leap into some new code of conduct. It just won't work, because there is a positive nature to you, just as there is to other aspects of reality out there apart from you. So don't try to be someone else. Don't let obvious truths inspire you to go jumping to conclusions that are not comfortable for you. Let's take last week's milk bottle story as an example. All right, if the milk bottles are stolen, you allowed it to happen by placing them where you did. Now, just because that truth is recognized, don't feel that you have to tell the milkman to now hide the milk bottles in the poison ivy alongside of the house so that nobody will steal them. The importance of the principle is in recognizing your area of responsibility. What you do then with that area depends upon what you want. If I come over to your house and see milk bottles on the front porch, I'm not going to say to you, "Why, you dumb slob, don't you know they can be stolen there?" Well, anyway, if I do, then I ought to recognize my area of responsibility if you decide to hit me with one of those bottles. But once having considered the realities of the situation, thanks a lot. I asked for it, didn't I? My decisions have brought me to where I am right now. Once having recognized the realities of the situation, you should use that understanding to then create the conditions that are most likely to give you well-being, not me or someone else. You might even trust someone else with your money, even a stranger, for instance, because you decide that it's easier to do that, and because you have recognized your vulnerability, and you know that the first loss that might occur from doing so will not break you completely. And if it does happen, then you will try an alternative system. But in the meantime, you are perfectly willing to live with the vulnerability of letting this other man handle $10 of yours, for instance. And you don't have to feel stupid or guilty or anything else because you didn't ask for a receipt or because you didn't follow him around to watch him while he handled your money. You have decided that it's a perfectly capable area as far as you're concerned. You're perfectly willing to live with the fact that you'll lose the $10, and other considerations have led you to want to handle it this way. Now, recognize the simple principle, then, that I am different from others. It is not important what so-and-so would do in this particular situation, except that it might be a good suggestion for me to consider. But the main standard is, what do I want, starting from where I am.